bringing you the very best of original music composed for films, television, and video games, this is Cinematic Sound.
To our ongoing 14th anniversary celebrations here at cinematicsound.net as we are counting down the top 14 re-recordings of all time. In at number 4 is a compilation album from Masters Film Music called Jerry Goldsmith Suites and Themes, but we're going to pay particular attention to just one suite off of this album, and it comes from Jerry Goldsmith's score to the Blue Max. Now, before Robert Townsend became producer and vice president of Erez Serban Records, he was a small-town film music lover. He actually lived only about an hour and a half east of here in Whitby, Ontario. And in 1986, he decided to open up his own film music record label. That label was Masters Film Music. Townsend's first two retail releases were Jerry Goldsmith's powerful score to the third Omen film, The Final Conflict, and Goldsmith's last score for Franklin J. Schaffner's Lionheart. After those two releases, Townsend decided to release his next three releases as limited edition soundtracks. This was, of course, before the Erez Serban CD Club was created, but each of Townsend's first batch of albums was distributed by Erez. In the first batch of limited edition releases, we had The Boys from Brazil, The Wild Geese, and our number 4 re-recording of all time, Jerry Goldsmith's Suites and Themes. In March of 1987, Jerry Goldsmith conducted the Philharmonia Orchestra in a concert of his music at the Barbican Center in London. The event marked the first time Jerry Goldsmith had conducted such a concert anywhere. The day after the concert, Goldsmith recorded with that same orchestra, this time at Walthamstow Assembly Hall, this album featuring themes from various TV shows, the epic television miniseries Mazzata, Joe Dante's Gremlins, a melody of other motion picture themes, the General Suite featuring MacArthur and Patton, and Robert's theme from Lionheart. But the creme de la creme is the opening selections from Goldsmith's brilliant 1966 World War I drama, The Blue Max. This 2.5-hour film told the story of the rise and fall of an ambitious German pilot and gave Goldsmith his first chance to write a grand, large-scale orchestral score. Goldsmith didn't waste one note when writing the music for The Blue Max from start to finish. This is one of the most exciting and incredibly well-written scores of his career. The Wind Machine, for instance, heard during the opening theme is a masterstroke. Leave it up to Goldsmith to employ such a device in a film score. The love theme is beautiful, and the action material, in my opinion, is up there with some of the best he ever wrote. The Attack is one of Goldsmith's finest set pieces and is performed flawlessly in this suite. The suite itself is 16.5 minutes long, featuring 5 cues: The Overture, First Flight, The Bridge, The Attack, and Finale. The album was recorded by frequent Goldsmith collaborator Mike Ross Trevor. The album was produced by Robert Townsend, who also was the art director for the album, which features an iconic painting of Jerry Goldsmith at the Barbican by the late, great Bob Peck. The original album is a collector's item. However, the album was released by Silver Screen Records, and so it's now readily available. And now, here is Jerry Goldsmith conducting the Philharmonia Orchestra in a performance of his suite from the 1966 film The Blue Max, from the album Jerry Goldsmith Suites and Themes, our number 4 re-recording of all time.